FBI Director Kash Patel announces apprehension of 8 Mexicans wanted for murder, drug trafficking. By Christina Wong on March 1, 2025. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Kash Patel announced Friday that the agency took into United States custody 8 men from Mexico wanted by the FBI for murder and drug trafficking charges this week. 2 were former FBI 10 most wanted fugitives. The FBI and our partners will scour the ends of the earth to bring terrorists and cartel members to justice, Patel said in a statement. The era of harming Americans and walking free is over. The 8 men included Rafael Caro Quintero, a former FBI 10 most wanted fugitive wanted for his alleged involvement in the kidnapping and murder of Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Special Agent Enrique Camarena Salazar in 1985. The FBI said. Caro Quintero is widely regarded as one of the Mexican godfathers of drug trafficking and helped to form the Guadalajara cartel in the late 1970s. Allegedly, he became one of the primary suppliers of heroin, cocaine, and marijuana to the U.S., and oversaw the cartel in Costa Rica and the U.S. and Mexico border. The case was investigated by the FBI San Antonio Field Office, and Quintero will face charges in the Eastern District of New York. Also apprehended was Aldemaran Sotelo, who faces homicide charges related to the August 11, 2022, killing of law enforcement officer Deputy Ned Bird of the Wake County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office. Maran Sotelo was indicted on a charge of first-degree murder on August 23, 2022. The case was investigated by the FBI Charlotte Field Office, and Sotelo will face federal weapons charges in the Middle District of North Carolina and state murder charges in the North Carolina State Court. Jose Rodolfo Villarreal Hernandez, also known as El Gato, is another former FBI 10 most wanted fugitive who was apprehended. He is allegedly responsible for stalking and orchestrating the murder for hire of a 43-year-old male victim on May 22, 2013, in Southlake, Texas, according to the FBI. Villarreal Hernandez previously held a high-level position in the Beltrán Leyva organization, BLO, drug cartel, and is believed to have overseen the importation of large quantities of cocaine into the U.S., as well as committing violent acts within the Republic of Mexico and the U.S. to maintain his organization's power and status. He was arrested on January 7, 2023, in Atiz upon de Zaragoza, Mexico. This case was investigated by the FBI Dallas Field Office. Villarreal Hernandez will face charges in the Northern District of Texas for interstate stalking and conspiracy to commit murder for hire. Jose Angel Canabio Inzunza, also known as Garrido, was a key leader and the finance manager of the Sinaloa cartel's Los Chapitos faction, according to the FBI. He allegedly trafficked narcotics, controlled an armed enforcement group, and managed corrupt relationships on the cartel's behalf, the FBI said. He was arrested last week in Sinaloa by the Mexican army. The case was investigated by the FBI Washington and San Diego field offices, and he will face narco-trafficking charges out of the Northern District of Illinois. Rodolfo López Ibarra is facing drug trafficking charges with up to life imprisonment out of the District of Columbia, according to the FBI. The case was investigated by the FBI Washington Field Office. Andrew Clark, a Canadian citizen residing in Mexico, allegedly ran and participated in a transnational drug trafficking operation that routinely shipped hundreds of kilograms of cocaine from Colombia through Mexico and Southern California to Canada and other locations in the United States, the FBI said. The case was investigated by the FBI Los Angeles Field Office. Clark is being prosecuted for 4 murders and 1 attempted murder, and will face charges in the Central District of California. Luis Geraldo Mendez Estevane is facing several federal charges, including murder, racketeering, and drug conspiracy, in the Western District of Texas, according to the FBI. Mendez was a high-ranking Barrio Azteca lieutenant and was responsible for the March 13, 2010, murder of 2 U.S. consulate employees in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and an El Paso County Sheriff's Office detention officer, according to the agency. The case was investigated by the FBI El Paso Field Office. Mendez was indicted in the Western District of Texas. Vicente Carrillo Fuentes, the former leader of the Juarez cartel, faces narco-trafficking charges in the Eastern District of New York. He is responsible for the trafficking of narcotics into the U.S. and also assisted in perpetrating significant violence throughout Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, area, the FBI said. The case was investigated by the FBI El Paso Field Office. A spokeswoman for Patel told Breitbart News in a statement, "Under Cash's leadership, the FBI is once again putting American safety first, ensuring that no criminal enterprise, no matter how powerful, can operate without consequences. The message is clear, justice will be served, and the era of lawlessness is over." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.